Dubois Cavatine for the cello and piano. You heard Benoit Loisel, the cellist, with Stéphane Lemelin performing on piano. And we'll move to pipe organ right now. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Organics Concerts is Toronto's ongoing organ festival series, offering concerts that feature the thrilling sounds of the magnificent pipe organ, the king of instruments. Organics, in its 14th year, and continues its collaboration with the Anglican Church of All Saints Kingsway, including use of the magnificent Cassavant organ that you can find there. Xaver Varnas will perform tomorrow, a man who can fill massive cathedrals and vast venues when he tours in Europe. He's recorded 51 CDs and performed all the major organ venues in the world. He's been described as the Glenn Gould of the instrument. Xaver Varnas was born in Budapest and is the first child of a mathematician mother and a jazz pianist father. By the age of six, Varnas knew his calling. In fact, his first piano teacher was one of the last pupils for Claude Debussy. Amazing. At 16, Xaver undertook his first concert tour of Europe. In 1981, studied at Notre Dame in Paris and made his North American debut just a few years later. He has played virtually every important organ in the world, including those in Bach's Thomas Kirche, in Leipzig, Notre Dame, and the Moscow Conservatory, as well as the largest existing instrument in the world, which is in Philadelphia. He's played endless major events, even arenas, during his illustrious career. Varnas is credited with bringing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach to young people with an innovative and exciting style. Organist, improviser, author, lecturer, and media personality, playing to more than 6 million people worldwide, 51 albums, 60 concert films, and 5 books under his belt. Xaver will perform tomorrow at noon at the Anglican Church of All Saints, Kingsway.
It's my pleasure to welcome organ virtuoso Xaver Varnas and Organics Artistic Director Gordon Manzel to the Oasis Studios. Great to have you both here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Xaver, just going over your career, we just heard a lot about it there. It's astounding. What do you think the power of this instrument is? Why is it so commanding, aside from just the physical reality of it?
Actually, this instrument was in secret for many hundred years, because they used just for church purposes, and the real sound of the organ. Okay, I think organ was the very, very first synthesizer
sure.
of the history.
Yeah,
organ was the very first instrument which was able to imitate other instruments, and for the church services, you can't really use the power and the richness of the organ. But since the beginning of the 19th century, organ came out from the churches for concert halls, especially here in North America, and started to make this amazing career, because I think you can almost play everything on the organ.
And I've been witness to, there's a great new documentary about the organ competition in Quebec, and I've been to several concerts thanks to this organization. And you are seeing just how contemporary it can be and what can be done with the true skilled musicians and who truly understand the craft of the instrument. So it is a very exciting time over the last 200 years, you know, relatively short in the time of the instrument. What have been the great venues over the decades? Is there a location that truly impressed you? We just heard about a couple of organs while we were listening to that music.
Well, for me, great experience was to play in a small village in the French Alps. Actually, this is the highest mountain village in Alps, and they have a beautiful organ from 1978 by Jean Guillou. he designed that organ. The organ has only 25 stops, but the most amazing sound I ever heard.
What do you think that was? Was it just the quality of the church? Was it being with all that, the gravitas of those mountains around you? What was it?
I don't know. Maybe this is the secret we never knew. Yeah, like the Stradivari instruments, you know.
Right.
Or the other beautiful example is the great organ in Paris, the Saint-Sulpice organ. Actually, most of the organs are very different for the concerts and for the rehearsal. For the empty church, the organ sounds beautiful, huge, and sometimes when the people is coming into the church, the organ turns for very bad synthesizer.
It's a lot of soundproofing that just walked in the door, right?
Yeah, and this Sulpice organ is the very rare example when the organ sounds exactly the same during the concert, like in the rehearsal.
We're so thrilled to have you here in Toronto bringing all this expertise, and I know there's a bit of a story there. Gordon, I know this is sort of a lucky turn of events that made this all happen. How did we land this wonderful player in Toronto tomorrow?
You know, it's serendipity, I suppose.
Sure.
Our first organist could not make it. Then we got a replacement, a substitute, and then he could not make it. And so I was left scrambling just a few days ago, and only then just learned that Zaber was in town and willing to jump in. So really, it was quite a phenomenal coincidence.
And Zaber, you've lived in different places in the world, but a little birdie told me you're thinking about making Toronto home. Is that the truth?
Actually, I already made. Yeah.
All right. About
6 months ago, I moved back to Toronto. But of course, that was many different stadiums because my great container with my instruments, a great concert piano, just arrived a week ago. But now everything is here and I start my life again here. Because, you know, at my teenager time, I lived here in Toronto and I had wonderful impressions of the city. Okay, to tell you the truth, the most beautiful instruments of the world are here in Toronto.
Is that?
Yeah.
Wow. I love hearing that.
No one knows that. For example, the great organ of York Minster Park Baptist Church, amazing instrument, sounds exactly like Notre Dame in Paris.
Wow.
Without burning.
Us Canadians have a hard time gloating sometimes, so this is nice to hear someone come from the outside of our country and tell us these things. Tell us about tomorrow's program. It just was emailed to me a few moments ago, so I haven't had a real chance to look over it, but what have you got planned?
Well, for the very beginning, since the church name is All Saints, I played the Litany for All Saints by Franz Schubert. My own transcription. It's a beautiful, very soft, small lead, as the German called a song. Then after, I will play a great fantasy and fugue by Dezső Dantalfi. Actually, he was Hungarian, but for many years, he was the organist for the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. And I think at the turn of the century, in the Bell Age, he was one of the greatest organists of the history. And I will perform one of his very rare pieces. Then after, I will play three movements from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi.
Okay.
And I will use the organ exactly, as I said before, like a synthesizer. Because, you know, Vivaldi marked in the score that this is the birds, this is the, I don't know, barking dog. And you can't really imitate birds or barking dogs in a string orchestra, but you can imitate on the organ.
And you have a fairly new recording of Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Yeah, and actually the first two concertos, the spring and the summer, was recorded here in Toronto in the Church of St. George on the Hill.
We're going to listen to something from that in just a moment, but I want to say welcome back to the city, Zaber.
So
wonderful
much.
To have you here. Gordon Menzel, thank you for putting this together.
And my pleasure.
Very
thank
exciting.
You.
Zaber in performance tomorrow beginning at 12:30, All Saints Anglican Church in Toronto, 2850 Bloor Street West. Have I got that right?
Correct.
And organicsconcerts.ca, organics with an X, concerts.ca, if you'd like to learn a little more.
It's free.
It's free. Let's underline that, Gordon. I appreciate that very much. All right, here we go. Let's listen to Vivaldi's Concerto No. 2 in G minor.